Boker Tov, and we continue on now on Daf Yud Chet Amud Bet with the Mishnah. It is Mishnah Dalad. The handout that's associated with this page goes a little bit back, but we are really at Roman numeral 2, which is Mishnah Dalad, and that is as follows. Ein kotvin shitrecho b'moed. In the last Mishnah, we talked about things that are permissible to be written on Chol HaMoed. And now the Mishnah talks about things that are not allowed to be written on the Moed, and that is regular loan documents. V'me'eino ma'amino, if the lender does not trust the borrower, or she'eino ma'yochal, or the sofer, the scribe, doesn't have any money, he needs money to eat, harezi yichtov, then he's allowed to write. Enkor din tfarin tfilinu mezuzot ba'moed, you're not allowed to write, sifrei Torah, tfilinu mezuzot. V'ein manichin otachat afilu b'sefer Ezra, or properly, perhaps, Sefer Azara. You're not allowed to fix one letter, even in the Sefer Azara, which was the model Sefer Torah for all the Sefer Torah. You're still not allowed to fix even one letter in Chol HaMoed. Pidom Merko Tevelam Tfilin Mezuzot La'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda introduces a new idea, which is, you may write Tfilin Mezuzot for yourself, for your own need, but you're not allowed to write them for business. We'll see in the bright a greater expansion on this. V'tovel Yerechot Chelet L'Tzitzito. And you're also allowed to weave the strings for tzitzit right there on your knee on Chol HaMoed. In other words, for yourself. Now, let's see an expansion in the bright. The Tanu Rabbana. Kotev Adam Tfilin Mezuzot La'atzmo. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. V'tovel Yerechot Chelet L'Tzitzito. So weaving tzitzit. V'la'acherim B'tovah D'Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you're allowed to do it for other people, but only as a favor, not for money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, this version of Rabbi Yehuda is far more expansive than what we saw in the Mishnah. Ma'arim mocheret shalo. What you could do is you can make money as a sofer or as a tzitzit weaver by doing the following. You can sell your own, and then now that you don't have, chozer chotev latzmon, then you can go and write for yourself, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, kotev mocher kedarko kedei parnasato. Rabbi Yossi says, and this is Rabbi Yossi again, who says that when something's mutar and cholam away, in this case, it's not because of Davar HaVeid, but he says you're allowed to write Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzot, and you can sell it in a normal fashion, enough to make a living. Right? Or relay ra, so in other words, you don't have to play any harama tricks with first selling your own, and then you don't have it, etc. Or relay rav l'rav chananel, so rav instructed rav chananel, v'amar l'rav abar chananel l'rav chananel, halacha kotev mocher kedarko kedei parnasato. That's the halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Now, the second passage, v'tovel yirichot tchelet, a person is allowed to weave tzitzit. But he's not allowed to use a rock, to sit on a rock while he's doing it. It has to be in a temporary fashion. Chacham say you could use a rock. Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of the machloket. He said that Rabbi Eliezer said, you're allowed to sit on the rock, but you can't use a regular loom. So in both versions, Chachamim were more lenient and allow normal kind of weaving. The difference was the Pelech versus the Evan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Achi Amar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So both in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, they ruled halacha ben be'evan ben be'pelech, halacha kotev gedarko mecher kedei parnasato. So the halacha is you can use a rock and the lulum, the stick, and not only that, but you can write tefillin in normal fashion and sell them in order to make a living. Okay, good. So now, the next Mishnah is going to open up doors for us that will take us quite a while until we can close them, and that is the issue of Avelut as it intersects with a Regel. And we're going to focus here on the circumstance where someone is an Avel, is a mourner, before the Regel, what level of Avelut they are in, how far into that Avelut they are, and which particular Regel is going to interrupt it, is the subject of this Mishnah discussion. Hakover meto shloshen im korom laregel. So if somebody buries his dead with 3 days before the regel, batlahim eno gzerat shiva. Now that phrase, gzerat shiva, will be subject to some discussion at the beginning of the Gemara, but the gzerat, the decree of shiva, is canceled, which means, according to the dean of the Mishnah, you have to have 3 days of shiva before the regel comes to have shiva cancel it. Shmona, let's say that there were 8 days, which means you had the full Shiva and one full day of the next level of Avilut, which we call Shloshim. Then the decree of the Shloshim is gone, which means that you're finished the Shloshim. So that means if you had 3 days of Shiva and Yontif comes, there's no more Shiva. And then after Yontif, you'll have a certain amount of days left of Shloshim. If you were already in Shloshim, and Yontif comes, then Shloshim is over, and that's it, unless, of course, parents, in which case you have 12 months. Neisha Amru, Shabbat Olav Einam Afsekin. What's the general rule? Shabbat counts towards Avelut and does not interrupt Avelut. Regalim Afsekin Veinan Olim. Regalim have the opposite effect. They interrupt Avelut, but they don't count towards Avelut. And so therefore, for instance, if somebody buries someone during a regel, then they don't. It's not considered as if they've already had a certain amount of days of Shiva. We will see that as far as Shloshim goes, it's not so simple. Abliezer Omer, now we have a three-way machloket about how to deal with different days. Mi shachar Beit HaMikdash atzeret k'shabbat. Abliezer says as follows. In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, Shavuot had a seven-day significance because of the Korban Chagigah, which could be brought for 7 days. But now that there is no more Beit HaMikdash and no more Korban Chagigah, Shavuot is just a one-day holiday, and therefore, like Shabbat, it does not interrupt Avilut. Magamliel Omer Shoshana Yom Kippurim Kiragalim. Magamliel takes the polar opposite position, and he says that any Yom Tov interrupts, even if it's not a regular, so even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur interrupt Avilut. Chachamim Omerim Lo Kedivrei Zeh V'Lo Kedivrei Zeh. Chachamim say Regalim are Regalim. We don't accept either opinion. Alatzer Kiragalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kishabbat. And indeed, we pass on the Kamagam Liel, that all of them are mafsi. Good. Amar Rav. So Rav comments on the opening line that said, Gzerat Shiva Batla. Rav says, Gzerat Batlu, Yamim Lo Batlu. He says the decree is suspended, but the days are not suspended, which means that the days continue to sort of hover. Meaning that when you, even though Yom Tov comes and interrupts, let's say it was 3 days beforehand, so you had 3 days of Avilut of Shiva, and then Yom Tov comes, that the Gzerah is suspended, but the days are not totally over. And we'll see what that means in a minute. V'chein Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the same thing. Gzerah batlu, yamim lo batlu. Rav Sheshet Amar, Rav Sheshet disagreed and said, afilu yamim nami batlu. The whole thing is over. My time, yamim lo batlu. Why did they, Rav and Rav Huna, say lo batlu? My time is a little bit misleading. What it means is the Mayan Afkamina. For what halachic purpose are they saying they're not canceled? What does the Yamim Lo Batlu mean? It means that if for some reason you did not take advantage of the fact that you could prepare yourself for the regal by shaving on Erev Yom Tov, then those days are in suspension, and after Yom Tov the count picks up, and you cannot shave afterwards, and that you're still in Shloshim. It's only if you actively break Shloshim, with permission, by shaving before Yom Tov, then Shloshim is canceled. Ay, v'hatanya, kovar beito, shloshayim im kodam l'regel, but lai menu gzirat shiva. We have a brighter that parallels our Mishnah that says if you bury the mate three days before the regel, then shiva is canceled. Shmonayim im kodam l'regel, but lai menu gzirat shloshim. U'megaleach erav haregel, he has to shave before the regel. Im lo gileach erav haregel, so the galeach achar regel. So we have a brayta that says exactly that, supports Rav, which is that if he did not shave, and let's say he buried somebody 8 days before the regel, and he didn't shave on that last day before the regel, which is already in Shloshim, then he continues to practice Shloshim after the Yom Tov. Avashol omer mutar legalech haregel. Avashol disagrees and says, even if he did not shave before Yom Tov, he can't shave on Chol HaMoed, but he can shave afterwards, and the regel has already interrupted his Avilut. Why? Shekshem shemitzvat shlosham v'batela gzirat shiva. If you practice 3 days of Avilut, that's enough, and shiva is over. Kach mitzvat shiva v'batela gzirat shloshim. Similarly, if you had 7 full days of Avilut, shloshim is over when the regel comes, regardless of if you took advantage of it. Now, parenthetically, they ask on the Braita, why does Avishol say if you had 7 days, shloshim is canceled? Our Mishnah said 8 days. Shiva v'hanan shmona t'ran. Avashol miktzat hayom kechulo. This is an opinion we've already seen. Avashol maintains miktzat hayom kechulo, and therefore, if on the 7th day was erev haregel, you're already out of shiva, you're already into shloshim, which means you've had a bit of a time of shloshim. The regel cancels it, whether or not you took advantage. The 7th day counts both for shiva and shloshim. Good. Now, Amar Rav Chista Amar Ravina Barshila Halacha Kabashol. We pass on the Kabashol that miktzat hayom kechulo. And evidently here we also pass on the Kavashol that if you did not take advantage and shave before the regal, you could still shave after the regal, and Shloshim is absolutely over. This we had yesterday. Chachamim agree that Miktzatin Yom Kechulo in a case where the eighth day happens on Shabbat, which is Erev Yom Tov. Right? Shemutal Galeach Erev Shabbat. You shave on Friday, because that seventh day you count Miktzat Yom Kechulo and you could shave on Friday. Now, parenthetically, Kaman Azla Adam Rav Amar Mar Rav, Avel Kevan Shamdu Menachamim Yatzlo Mutar Berchitza. We have the statement of Rav that says the minute that the Menachamim, the consolers, leave the side of the Avel, that's on the seventh day in the morning, he's allowed to bathe already. Kaman, Kavashol, sports Avashol, it says Miktzat Yom Kechulo. He doesn't have to wait until the end of the day. So as far as the Psak Halacha goes, we have several approaches. Abaye says that Halacha follows Avashol on the seventh day, and the Chachamim accept Avashol's opinion on Shloshim, which means there's only a Machloket about Shiva, and we Paskin like Avashol, which means we always Paskin Miktzat Yom Kechulo, but there's no disagreement about Shloshim. Tamin Miktzat Yom Kechulo. Rava Amar Halacha Avashol B'Yom Shloshim. He disagrees, and he says that they disagree about both, and we don't pass it on the Kabbashol when it comes to Shiva. Shiva, Rava thinks, you need the full 7 days. Shloshim, once you've had part of the 30th day, it's enough. Nardei Amri, they say differently. Alocha Kabbashol b'zu b'zu, that the Machloket spans both times, Shiva and Shloshim, and we pass it on the Kabbashol in both cases. And why did the people from Nardei, by the way, then Nardei were the students from Nardea who later, when Nardei was destroyed, later populated their own row in the yeshiva of Pumbadita, they were called the Nardei. They ruled that because Shmuel was the master of Nardei, had ruled, Halacha always follows the lenient opinion in Avelut. Parenthetically, the Gemara now asks, where do we get the notion of Shloshim for Avelut from? Of course, we have an explicit text, which is that Bnei Yisrael wept for Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days. That may not be a normative model, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Avilut. The Avilut for Moshe Rabbeinu is, of course, quite severe. Shloshim Yom Menalan, something we'll see tomorrow. Shloshim Yom Menalan, Yolif Pera Pera Minazir. How do we know 30 days? Because we learned it from a Nazir. How did we get that? Tiv Achai. Now remember, as I mentioned a few days ago, most of the laws of Avilut we learned from cases where they were suspended. Where Aaron was told, and his remaining sons, Elazar and Itamar, were told not to practice Avelut at the death of Nadav and Avihu. Where Yechezkel was told not to practice Avelut in the case of the death of his wife. In the case of Aaron, they were told, Roshechem al tifrau, don't let your hair grow long. In other words, cut your hair, unlike Avelim. Which means an Avel is supposed to be Sholeach Pera. Uchtiv Hatam Gadol Pera Se'arosho. And the same word Pera appears in the case of a Nazir. Ma'alan on Shloshim of Kan Shloshim. And we know that a Nazir, the minimum time for a Nazir is 30 days. So we see, therefore, if an Avel is supposed to let his hair grow long like a Nazir, that means Avilut lasts for 30 days. V'hatav v'nalan, how do we know Nazirut is 30 days? Parmat nastan Nazirut shloshim yom. The default of Nazirut is 30 days. My time, and why? Amar kra kadosh yihiyah. Because the Pasuk says, and it's Pasuk, number 7 on the page, that a Nazir, kadosh yihiyah, he will be kadosh. What's Yihiyah? But Gematria, Tlatin Havu. Yihiyah and Gematria, 10 and 5. And 10 and 5 is 30. Parenthetically, the Rambam, Perish Mishneh, or Perak Aleph of Mishneh Gimel of Nazir, points out that the Chachamim had a halacha of Moshe Sinai. They knew that Nazir is 30 days, and later they associated with the Pasuk. We should not think that they decided how long the Zirut was based on a Gematria. Good. Okay, we continue on. Amar of Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Kol Modim Shechal Shlishi Shelo Liyot Erev HaRegel Shasur Berchitzat Erev. Everybody, and we'll see that everybody is not so much everybody, but everybody within the context of what we've seen so far agrees that if the third day of his Avelut fell on the Erev Yom Tov, that he may not bathe until evening. Now, according to some Rishonim, that means he may not bathe at all, and he can bathe on Yom Tov in cold water. And others say in the evening means till just before the end of the day. Amram Nechemi Breid Rav Yeshua, Ashkechatinu Rav Papi Rav Papa, Diyati V'Kamri, I found Rav Papi and Rav Papa, who were students of Rav, I found them sitting and saying, Halacha Krav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. That's the Halacha. Ika Damri Amram Nechemi Breid Rav Yosef, Ashkechatinu Rav Papi Rav Papa, Ula Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Diyati V'Kamri, Akom Odim, Shim Chas Lish Lod Ben Shai Regel, Surah Yitzhar Arev. There's another version of the story, it ends up the same thing. It's not that Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said it, and I later found Rav Papi and Rav Papa saying that Halacha follows him, but rather, I found all three of them saying the statement together. Same statement. Good. Now, Bar Minei Abayim Mirav. Abayim asked Rav the following question. It's a very interesting question. Faroba regel. Let's say you bury somebody during the regel. Regel olelo minyan shloshim or eno regel olelo minyan shloshim. Do the days of the regel count towards your count of shloshim? Which, of course, is very bizarre because they can't count during for Shiva, as we'll see. Which means you have a possibility that he's raising of shloshim pre-dating Shiva. But let's see why he says that. I wasn't asking about the possibility that they would count towards Shiva. So lo naga mitzvot Shiva regel, because there are none of the practices of Shiva live by during the regel. We wear shoes and we bathe, etc. So that we don't do. My question is, l'minyan shloshim is because of shloshim. Kan naga mitzvot shloshim beregel, because after all, there's things of shloshim that we don't do on the regel. In other words, we can continue to behave like a person in shloshim during the regel. We don't shave, etc. Right? So the kanagim to shloshim regel. My, so he asked, what's the question? Amar le'ena ole. Rava said it doesn't count. If you bury somebody during the regel, those days don't count. Everything starts after the regel. Shiva shloshim all start after. Eitivay. So Abai challenged him with the following: Hakover meto shneiyamim kodem regel. Let's say that you bury somebody 2 days before the regel, which means, remember, the regel is not going to interrupt it. So what do you have to do? You have to count 5 days after the regel to finish your shiva. And you're not allowed to do malacha because of shiva, so other people do your work for you. He can have his workers and his slaves work in his own house quietly and discreetly to do malacha. But people don't come and visit him. Why? Meaning in those 5 days after the regel, shekfar nitasku bo baregel, because after all, during the regel, they were already visiting him. Which means behavior that happens during the regel counts towards avelut. So if during a total of 7 days, two beforehand and five cholamoid, people were visiting him during the regel, that's it. So they don't come and visit him anymore. Kol shodavar, what's the rule? Kol shuhum ishum evel regel mafsiko. Anything which is a behavior of avelut privately, the regel interrupts it. Choshem ishum iskeravim, but anything which is part of his interaction with the public, them coming to visit him, bring him food, etc., and regel mafsiko, the regel doesn't interrupt it because they continue to do that. Now, kvarosh loshayim himself a regel. Let's say that he buried his relative 3 days before the end of the regel, middle of Chol HaMoed. Moneh shiva achar regel. You count 7 days after the regel because there's no shiva. But only for the first four of those do people come and visit him, because they were already visiting him for 3 days during the regel. The last 3 days of his shiva, which are after the regel, people don't visit him. They've already visited for 7 days. And the regel counts. So the regel counts towards shloshim. My lava seifa, isn't this phrase, the regel olelo, going on the last clause? Lo, a resha. So Rav answered, no, that is going on the resha, which is talking about where he buried somebody before the regel. It was 2 days. So good, the regel counts towards shloshim, because the shloshim clock has already started. But Rav says the shloshim can't start if he buried him chol hamoed. So now, Eitavei, Abai brings another proof. Regel olelo minyan shloshim. It says very clearly, the regel counts for shloshim. Ketzad, how's that? Kvaro b'tchilat haregel moneh shiva achar haregel. If he buried him at the beginning of the regel, then you count seven afterwards. During those 7 days, other people do his work. His servants work in his house discreetly. And people don't come and visit him because they visit him during the regel. Because he had all 7 days of the regel, as it were, of visiting. And the regel counts for him. What counts for what? It doesn't count for Shiva. Obviously, it counts for Shloshim. So Rav has been disproved, and Abai's point now stands, which is that if you bury somebody during the regel, though the shloshim clock starts ticking. Tiyufta. Ki atu ravina mar b'yochanan, afilu kvaro b'regel. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if you bury him on the regel, v'chein orle, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Padat b'rei, afilu kvaro b'regel. Even if you bury him on the regel, it counts towards shloshim. Good. Mi'at Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with the sugya of Fiyat HaMitah, and tomorrow we're going to discuss some of the issues of Shmuak Rechoka and Shmuak Krova, and of Kriya. Everybody should have a wonderful day as we anticipate and get ready for Leil Hitkadesh Chag.